sure. Pour me a cup, Gracie.
You know, Maxwell House is always good to the last drop.
And that drop's good, too.
Yes, it's Maxwell House Coffee Time, starring George Burns and Gracie Allen. Yours truly, Bill Goodwin. The music of Meredith Wilson and his orchestra, Loreen Tuttle, Verna Felton, Leora Thatcher, Doris Singleton, and our guest, Cary Grant. For your Thursday night comedy enjoyment, it's George and Gracie. And for your everyday coffee drinking enjoyment, it's Maxwell House, the coffee that's always good to the last drop. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we bring you a stirring drama of love and marriage involving a wife.
That's me. I'm Mrs. George Burns.
A husband.
That's me. I'm married to her.
The wife's cousin from the farm.
Howdy. This here's Nellie.
And a certain well-known movie star.
How do you do? My name is Cary Grant.
Our drama begins to unfold as we hear Mrs. Burns say to Mr. Burns...
See how this sounds, George. I just wrote this. Mrs. George Burns takes pleasure in announcing the marriage of her cousin Nellie to Mr. Cary Grant.
Wait a minute. Your cousin is going to marry Cary Grant?
Uh-huh.
But that's ridiculous.
Oh, I don't know. She could do a lot worse.
Yes, but he couldn't. How in the world did you get him to agree to this?
Oh, he doesn't know about it yet.
Well, don't you think that he might have something to say?
Oh, George, don't be naive. When a girl decides to marry a man, he has very little to say. Well, even when you and I went to get the license, all you said were those three little words.
Three little words?
Yeah, lend me five.
I was the silent broke type.
Mm. Oh, I'm so happy for Nellie. She needs a husband.
Yeah, but why pick Cary Grant?
Well, because he's tall and charming and suave and talented and so handsome. Naturally, I want my cousin to get that type of husband because I got you.
Oh, I see.
Sure, let's mix them up a little.
Gracie, for 3 weeks now, you thought you'd get Nellie married, but each time you failed.
Well, I failed because I tried to handle it alone. But this time, I'll have the help of the finest and most intelligent women's organization in the world today.
Who's that?
My club, the Beverly Hills Uplift Society.
Those old bats?
I'll thank you not to refer to them as old bats.
Okay.
There's not a bat in there over 45.
Well, the Beverly Hills Uplift Society won't get Nellie married to Cary Grant. And I'm going to bolt the front door right now so those dames can't get into this house. There.
Ha, ha. Mm-hmm. You amuse me, George. Now open the door to the den. Well, I think that's what I'm doing.
They're here. They're nesting in my den.
Well, let's go in, George. I want you to see just how we're going to capture Cary Grant for Cousin Nellie.
Gracie, you can't do this. It isn't fair.
All's fair in love and war.
You call this love?
No, this is war. We're going to handle Cary Grant just like he was a military objective.
What?
We'll take Grant like he took Richmond. Come on, let's go in to GHQ.
GHQ?
Gracie's headquarters.
Well, here, there's something else. Let's go in.
At ease, men. Girls. Let's call the roll call quickly. Clara Bagley?
Here.
Blanche Morton?
Here.
Cousin Nellie?
Howdy.
Just answer here. Olive Palmtag?
Here.
Meredith Wilson?
Present.
Wait a minute. I thought this was a woman's club.
Well, dear, don't you remember? We made Meredith an honorary woman.
Yes, George, I'm the only man ever to be so honored.
You're the only man ever to be so jerky.
Sit down, George, and be quiet. Girls, we're going into action. Now, listen carefully. And I'll give you your briefing. Blanche, pull down that wall map.
Wall map?
It's a life-size picture of Cary Grant. Pull it down, Blanche. Now, girls, this is our target for tonight. You must despise the enemy. Hate him. Look at that arrogant chin. Look at that cruel mouth. Look at those eyes. Look at those eyes.
That's strange. Mr. Grant doesn't stir my emotions at all.
Snook.
Let's get a grip on ourselves. Our objective is to get Cary Grant for Cousin Nellie. So remember, we must capture him alive.
Yep. The more alive, the better.
Now, girls, concentrate on this picture of Cary Grant while I point out the enemy's weak and strong points. Now, notice the long, well-developed legs. They are definitely a strong point. He can retreat like crazy.
Lucky him.
Now we come to his stomach.
That better be strong, too, if he's going to marry Nellie.
Quiet, Joe. Girl, I regret to report that Mr. Grant does not have a normal figure. His stomach sticks in and his chest sticks out.
But, Gracie, that's normal. A man is supposed to be built that way.
George Burns, you've been deceiving me.
Forget it.
Now, girls, we must spy on Cary Grant and make sure that he's unattached. Someone in this group must do intelligence work.
Now you're really in trouble.
Someone must go to Cary Grant's house and mingle with him. Remember, the spy may be captured and held prisoner by Mr. Grant. Now, who will volunteer for this dangerous mission?
I will.
Don't be so anxious. Please remember you're married women. Think of your husbands. Now, who will volunteer? I'm proud of you. You're brave, very brave. But as your leader, it is my duty to take the risk. I'll go.
All right.
There's only one fair way to decide who shall go. We'll put it up to a vote. All those in favor of me, say aye. Aye. All those over 40, say no. Well, I guess I'm elected.
You've got a great future in politics.
Now, let's synchronize our watches. Coming up, 1300.
Roger.
Wilco. Transportation to Mr. Grant's house will be provided by Meredith Wilson, our Panzer Division.
Meredith is your Panzer Division?
Well, he's the only one who wears pants.
I should have known.
Basie, Will you come right out and ask Cary Grant if he's married?
Oh, no, no. Lady spies don't operate that way. Lady spies are alluring sirens. I'll lure him on until I've learned all his secrets, and then I'll laugh at him.
Gee, you're a regular Mata Hari.
Oh, that's me, Mata Hari. I'll load myself with perfume and vamp him. Well, I'm off.
That I've known for years.
Cary Grant won't have a chance against Mata Hari.
How do you do?
Hello, tall, dark, and dimpled.
I don't believe we've met. Who are you?
I'm Harry, Cary.
You sound like suicide.
I'm murder. Well, aren't you going to ask me in?
Oh, sure, sure. Come right in. Pardon me. Do you always walk that way?
Oh, sure, big boss. What's wrong with the way I walk?
Well, your whole body seems to be waving to a friend.
Any objections?
No, not at all. In fact, I wish you'd keep walking around the room. The furniture needs dusting.
You find me alluring, huh? Notice the perfume I'm wearing?
Definitely, Do you mind if I ask you a question about it?
Go ahead.
When you swim in it, what stroke do you use?
Well, enough of this small talk. I'm here on business.
What sort of business?
Not monkey, so don't make a move.
Oh, I won't.
I'm here to get an interview for a magazine.
Oh, I see, I see. What magazine are you connected with? Time, Life, Look, Pick?
Dirt.
Dirt?
Yeah, we print anything we can dig up. Well, let's get started, pretty puss.
All right. What's your first question?
Are you and Mrs. Grant happy?
There's no Mrs. Grant. I'm not married.
Well, I tricked you into that one.
Oh, you're from dirt, all right. That's the dirtiest laugh I ever heard.
Love's old sweet song. That's mighty sentimental, Meredith.
And it's timely, too, this being the eve of St. Valentine's. Just think, Bill. Sweethearts were celebrating this day way back when knighthood was in flower.
Well, the stuff romance is made of hasn't changed, Meredith. I guess it never will. This boy-meets-girl idea is really here to stay. That's why north, east, south, and west, the heart-shaped candy box is still a symbol of devotion. And February 14th, we'll always express the romance and sentiment that belongs so truly to the American scene. Makes me think how, down through the years, Maxwell House coffee has become a traditional part of the American scene, too. Here in America, coffee has long been our favorite drink. And today, more people buy and enjoy Maxwell House than any other brand of coffee at any price. It's Maxwell House wherever you go. Flavor explains this nationwide popularity, the rich, full-bodied Maxwell House flavor that results from the skillful blending of these choice Latin American coffees. Manizales for mellowness, Medellins for richness, other superb coffees for vigor, and Bucaramangas for full body. Adding up to great coffee at the peak of perfection. Why not enjoy the very best in coffee drinking pleasure? You can, for just a fraction of a penny more per cup than you'd pay for the cheapest coffee sold. Simply say, Maxwell House, always good to the last drop.
Well, let's continue with the interview. Tall, dark, and unmarried.
Yeah. Look, say, isn't it kind of a strain for you to talk in that voice?
Yeah, it certainly is.
Oh, there, that's better. Why did you talk that way?
Well, I was trying to be an alluring, seductive woman. From now on, I'll just be myself. An alluring, seductive girl.
What's your next question?
How would you like to meet a nice girl with a big, beautiful farm?
Sounds great.
Good. Her farm is in the Ozarks.
Oh, farm? I thought you said big, beautiful farm.
Oh, Mr. Brandt. What do you care about that? When a girl has a farm, only a moron would be interested in her figure. Don't you agree?
Yeah.
When would you like to meet Nellie?
Well, really, I'd better not. Doris might get jealous.
Doris?
Yeah, Doris Singleton. She's a girl I'm interested in. As a matter of fact, I'm supposed to pick her up at the corner beauty shop in half an hour.
So there's an obstacle to be eliminated.
I beg your pardon?
Nothing. Well, goodbye, Mr. Grant. My mission here has been accomplished. I must take off now to strike at another target.
Another target?
Roger.
Oh, poor Roger.
Oh, off we go into the wild blue yonder. Well, George, I spied on Cary Grant, and he's single.
One look at Nellie, and he'll stay that way.
But you know what else I found out about him? He's got a girlfriend.
No. Mm-hmm. Imagine a homely guy like that having a girlfriend.
George.
He must have saved his money.
George, this is serious. That girlfriend is an obstacle and must be eliminated. I've got it, George. You take Cary Grant's girlfriend away from him.
Me?
I say some pretty silly things sometimes, don't I?
Gracie, even if you get rid of the girlfriend, how could you ever persuade Cary Grant to marry Nellie?
Oh, that's simple. We'll make him a member of the Beverly Hills Uplift Society.
What?
Once he takes the oath of allegiance, he has to do anything we tell him to do.
Oh, now, wait a minute.
It's all for Nellie's sake. She needs a husband the worst way.
Well, believe me, this is the worst way. I can't let you do this. I'm going to warn Cary Grant.
Oh, don't you dare.
I'm certainly going to warn him.
Girl.
If you think
girl,
for one moment.
Please, George, and hold him. He's a saboteur.
Roger.
Get your claws off me, you bats.
Now, lock him in the closet so he can't escape.
We'll go.
Put me down. Put me down.
There. That takes care of the fifth column. Now I'm off on another mission.
What is it, Gracie?
Well, Cary Grant has a girlfriend named Doris Singleton, and she must be liquidated. She's at the beauty shop right now, probably getting a peroxide job.
Can you liquidate her, Gracie?
Oh, sure. I'll wipe out that bleach head. Hello?
Hello.
You're Doris Singleton, aren't you?
That's right.
This is a nice beauty shop. A lot of movie stars come here to have their hair done. Lana Turner, Paulette Goddard, Cary Grant.
Cary Grant? I have never seen him here.
Oh, well, you wouldn't. You see, after his hair is done, they mail it out to him.
Look, are you talking about the Cary Grant I am? The handsome one with real broad shoulders?
Mm-hmm. They do look real, don't they?
You mean his shoulders are padded?
Loaded with cotton. Why, when he wants his valet to pick up his coat, he says, lift that bale.
Oh, go on.
Okay, shall we take his teeth next?
No, I happen to know his teeth are his own.
Oh, finally got him paid for, huh?
Oh, stop kidding. Cary Grant's terrific. But I swoon every time I see that dimple in his chin.
Oh, that is a cute dimple, isn't it? Used to be in his knee, you know.
Hello?
waist lifted so many times, it finally reached the ceiling.
This has gone far enough. In the first place, I don't believe it. And in the second place, I don't care.
You don't care?
No. Cary Grant can get me into pictures, and that's all I'm interested in.
It is?
Sure.
Hi, Gracie. Say, I noticed your car out in front. Can I get a ride home?
Oh, yes, of course, Bill.
Swell, thanks. I'll wait outside.
Who's he?
Bill Goodwin.
Oh, I'd go for him if he could get me in pictures.
Well, he... Did I say Goodwin? I meant Goldwyn.
Oh, you mean he's the Goldwyn?
Sure.
Oh, and I've been wasting my time on Cary Grant. Well, thanks for the tip. I'll have a little talk with him. Well, if it isn't that great, big, wonderful Mr. Goldwyn.
Huh?
Oh, what a thrill it is to meet the most important man in Hollywood.
Oh, for a minute I thought you had the wrong guy. Are you really thrilled?
Well, what girl wouldn't be? You're responsible for the best years of our lives.
Yes, so all the girls tell me. What's on your mind, kid?
Well, don't you think I'd be wonderful in a movie?
Oh, I'll say, especially in the balcony.
Oh, you know what I mean. How about it, Daddy? Don't you think you might find me a role?
Oh, is that what you want?
Well, sure.
Well, I'll not only find you a role, but a cup of Maxwell House coffee to go with it. What more could you want? Maxwell House is rich, delicious, and mellow. That famous Maxwell House flavor, you know, is the result of careful selection and blending of premium Latin American coffees, radiant roasted to perfection. It's no wonder more people buy and enjoy Maxwell House than any other brand of coffee in the world.
Well, imagine a man in your position talking about coffee. Oh, you geniuses are so eccentric.
Oh, you don't really think I'm a genius. You're just repeating what everyone says. Isn't that true? Of course it's true, you know, just as it's true when everyone says that Maxwell House is the very best in coffee drinking pleasure. Yet it costs but a fraction of a penny more per cup than the cheapest coffee you can buy. That's why so many millions of Americans insist on Maxwell House. They know today's coffee buy is Maxwell House, the coffee that's always good to the last drop.
Oh, I'm sure it is if you say so, Daddy. Now, come on. I want you to make me the envy of every girl in Hollywood.
Well, stand a little closer. What's your name, kid?
Doris Singleton, and I'll put it on a contract.
Well, here I am, Doris, right on time. Gee, it's good to see you, baby.
On your way, bit player.
What?
Take a powder cotton shoulders. Here's my daddy.
Oh, pleased to meet you, Mr. Singleton.
What?
Lovely daughter you have here.
I'm not her father, I'm her new boyfriend.
That's right.
Doris, why are you leaving me for him?
Well, he's a Goldwyn.
Yeah, but isn't he awfully tarnished?
Let's go, Doris. So long has been.
Well, how do you like that? I must be slipping.
Oh, hello, Mr. Grant.
Oh, hello, you. Hey, did you see my girl leave me for that Vine Street viper?
Uh-huh. I did.
You did?
It'll make a juicy item for Luella Parsons.
Hey, no, wait a minute. Surely you won't tell her. No, have a heart. If RKO hears about this, I'll be playing bit parts in westerns, and the bit will be in my mouth.
Well, I'll tell you what. My club, the Beverly Hills Uplift Society, is having a membership drive. If you'll join, I'll kill the story.
Okay, it's a deal.
Well, here he is, fellow uplifters, our new member to be, Mr. Cary Grant. Well, isn't this a nice group, Mr. Grant?
Oh, yes, yes. A very interesting collection of women.
You'll find no sham or pretense here. The girls are just simple housewives.
Yes, yes. It's easy to picture them with their brooms.
Oh, A sweeping, huh?
No, that's not quite what I had in mind. But I promised to join, so I will.
You like being one of us?
Yes, we're very nice women.
Yes, you'll love us.
Deep voice, hasn't she?
All right, Mr. Grant. Hold up your right hand and swear to do anything that a majority of the members are in favor of.
I swear.
Girls, the enemy is ours. Now, Mr. Grant, you must marry my cousin Nellie and go to live in the Ozarks. You are conquered territory.
Conquered territory?
That's right. And here's Nellie, the army of occupation.
Howdy.
Gosh, you sure are a pretty one.
Thank you, and goodbye. I'm getting out of here.
Yo, grab him, girls, grab him. We'll lock him in the closet until he surrenders.
Roger.
Hey, hey, let go of me. Help, put me down. Gee, it's dark in here.
Who's that?
Who's that saying who's that?
I'm George Burns. The uplifters locked me in here.
Oh, you too, huh? I'll light a match so I can see your face. Holy murder. They must have had you in here for years.
Hey, you're Cary Grant. Did you join the club?
Yeah, yeah. But I refuse to marry that Ozark zombie. Now, come on, let's break out of here.
Well, it won't do you any good. Those dames will hound you until you go to the Ozarks with Nellie.
Hey, I've got an idea. It might change their minds. Let me out! Let me out! I surrender!
I hope you know what you're doing.
Don't worry, I think I do.
Oh, so you've come to your senses, huh?
Yes, Benham, you've got me. If the majority of the members are in favor of it, I'll go to the Ozarks with Nellie. Of course, my only regret is that I'll never see you lovely and charming girls again.
Huh?
Yes, I'm afraid I'll be gone before we have a chance to get better acquainted. What is your name, my dear?
Blanche Morton.
Can't you think, Blanche, that this is our first and last moment together. Naught will be left but the memory of your face.
Oh.
And your name, dear lady?
Olive Palmtag.
You know, we were meant to be kindred spirits, Olive. But alas, fate has come between us.
Oh.
And your name, my fair one?
Clara Bagley.
Your eyes tell me, Clara, that a lasting friendship, perhaps more, has been nipped in the bud.
All right. Mr. Grant, enough of this. Here's your train ticket to the Ozarks.
And you, lovely one, most of all, I regret that I shall never see your beautiful, adorable face again. For you are the fairest of them all.
I am?
Well, Gracie, how are things going?
Here, George, take this.
What is it?
A ticket to the Ozarks. Hurry or you'll miss your train.
Oh, no.
Yeah, have a nice trip.
Well, Gracie, next week we celebrate our 15th anniversary in radio.
15 years? Well, we must have started when I was 3.
Yes, I held you up to the microphone. But the true story of how we started is in the True Story magazine, which comes out tomorrow.
Oh, really? Oh, I must read that.
And next week, Gracie, for our special anniversary program, our guest will be Al Jolson.
Oh, that'll be fun. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Cary Grant can soon be seen in the Dori Sari RKO picture, Bachelor and a Bobby Soxer. Join us again next week. We'll all be back. George Burns, Gracie Allen, Meredith Wilson and his orchestra, yours truly, Bill Goodwin. Our special guest will be Al Jolson. The George Burns and Gracie Allen Show is written by Paul Henning and Keith Fowler. Stay tuned in for Noah Webster Says, which follows immediately over most of these stations.
It's instant. It's new. It's good to the last drop, too. It's instant Maxwell House coffee. Yes, trust Maxwell House to make a better instant coffee. True coffee flavor, true coffee aroma, because it's all coffee made from America's favorite, the famous Maxwell House blend. And thrifty. A jar of instant Maxwell House makes fully as much as a pound of regular coffee. Trust Maxwell House to make a better instant coffee. Instant Maxwell House. Good to the last drop.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.